الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، continuing with our عقيدة الواسطية أو شيخ الإسلام Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, and alhamdulillah we've reached chapter number 23, walillah alhamd wal minna. And this chapter is concerning ithbat ru'yat al-mu'minin li rabbihim yawm al-qiyamah, affirmation that the believers will see their Lord on the day of resurrection. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he begins this chapter by mentioning a number of verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he started with وَقَوْلُهُ, and the saying of Allah, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, that some faces that day will be radiant, looking at their Lord. The saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, some faces that day will be radiant, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, looking at their Lord. So Shaykh al-Fawzani said in the explanation of this verse, he said, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the saying of Allah the Most High, the saying of Allah the Most High, وُجُوه, faces, أي وُجُوه الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, this is referring to the faces of the believers. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ, some faces that day will be radiant, here faces is referring to the faces of the believers. يَوْمَئِذٍ, on that day, is referring to a يوم القيامة, the day of resurrection. نَاظِرَةٌ بِالضَّاد مِنَ النَّظَارَةٌ وَهِيَ الْبَهَاءُ الْحُسْنُ. And the word نَاظِرَةٌ, Naam, it comes from the word an-nadara, which means beauty and radiant. Ay na'ima, ghadda, hasana, mudhi'a, mushriqa, meaning that the faces will be joyful, beautiful, shining and radiant. Ila rabbiha, at their Lord, ay khaliqiha, they will be looking at their creator, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. نَاظِرَةٌ أي تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ بِأَبْصَارِهَا كَمَا تَوَاتَرَتْ بِهِ الْأَحَادِيثُ الصَّحِيحَةُ وَأَجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّحَابُ وَالتَّابِعُونَ وَسَلَفَ الْأُمَّةُ وَاتَّفَقَ عَلَيْهِ أَئِمَّةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. So when Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, this word نَاظِرَةٌ means looking with their eyes. They will be looking at their Lord with their eyes, as comes in the numerous authentic ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is something that the companions, their students, and the salaf of this nation unanimously agreed upon, and that which there is a consensus of the Imams of Islam, that the believers will see Allah Azza wa Jal in the hereafter. The believers will see Allah Azza wa Jal in the hereafter. And this is one of the proofs, Surah Al-Qiyamah, verse 22 to 23. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, some faces that day will be radiant, looking at their Lord. And the Shaykh, he said, أي الشيخ الفوزان, he said, فَالشَّاهِدْ مِنَ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ, the proof from this verse, إِثْبَاتُ رُؤْيَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, is that it affirms that the believers will see their Lord on the day of resurrection. It affirms that the believers will see their Lord on the day of resurrection. And alhamdulillah, the verse is clear. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. The next verse that Shaykh al-Islam, he mentioned in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ, on high thrones they are looking. ينظرون, they are looking إلى الله, they are looking at الله عز وجل. They are looking at الله سبحانه وتعالى. وأما الكفار, as for the disbelievers, فقد تقدم في الآيات التي قبل هذه الآية أنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. As for the disbelievers, then it is mentioned in the verses preceding this verse that surely they will be veiled from seeing their Lord. عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ, that the disbelievers, they will be veiled from seeing their Lord. And in that ikhwan is also a proof that the believers will see Allah Azza wa Jalla. If the disbelievers are veiled and prevented from seeing Allah Azza wa Jalla on that day, يوم القيامة, then that is a proof that the believers will be honored and rewarded with seeing Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَالشَّاهِدْ مِنَ الْآيَةِ, and the proof that is relevant to this chapter from this verse, إِثْبَاتُ رُؤْيَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِرَبِّهِمْ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ, it affirms that the believers will see their Lord in the hereafter. It affirms that the believers will see their Lord in the hereafter. The next verse that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentions, so this is the third ayah in this chapter, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ, for those who do good, there is the best reward and even more. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ, for those who do good, there is the best reward and even more. The best reward meaning paradise. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the saying of Allah the Most High, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, for those who do good. What does it mean to do good? He said, بِالْقِيَامِ بِمَا أَوْجَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ, to do good by performing what Allah has made obligatory upon them of actions. وَالْكَفْ عَمَّا نَهَاهُمْ عَنْهُمْ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِي, and refraining from the disobedience that Allah prohibited them from. Also, no doubt, to do good, that they perform actions with sincerity and in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla promises those who do good, those who are sincere in their actions and follow the sunnah, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى, for them is الْحُسْنَى, الْمَثُوبَةُ الْحُسْنَى, the best reward, وَقِيلَ الْجَنَّةُ, and it is said this means paradise. No doubt, that is why righteous deeds are a means to enter Jannah. Righteous deeds are a means to enter paradise. So Allah Azza wa Jalla promised those who do good paradise, wa ziyada, and even more. And even more in this verse, وَهِيَ النَّظَرْ إِلَى وَجْهِ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ كَمَا ثَبَتَ تَفْسِيرُهَا بِذَلِكَ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ فِي صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمٍ وَغَيْرِهِ. Shaykh al-Fawzani said, وَزِيَادَ, and even more as mentioned in the ayah, هِيَ النَّظْرُ إِلَى وَجْهِ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ, then this is that the believers will look at the face of Allah, as has been explained by the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is established in Sahih Muslim and other collections of hadith. وَكَمَا فَسَّرَهَا بِذَلِكَ سَلَفُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, and also this is the explanation that was given by the Salaf of this nation. وَعَلَى ذَلِكَ يَكُونَ الشَّاهِدُ مِنَ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ إِثْبَاتُ رُؤْيَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, therefore the proof from this verse is affirmation of the believers seeing their Lord on the day of resurrection. And no doubt in this again, Alhamdulillah, we see the correct way to explain the Qur'an. The Qur'an is explained by the Qur'an. The Qur'an is explained by the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is how we know ziyada here and even more is referring to the believers seeing Allah in the hereafter. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ, for those who do good is the best reward, paradise, and even more. Even more is that the believers will look at the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the Akhirah. Naam. So this is an example of explaining the Qur'an with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the proof from this verse is affirmation of the believers seeing their Lord on the day of resurrection. Then likewise, Shaykh al-Islam, he mentions the fourth ayah in Surah Al-Qaf. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَ مَزِيدٌ. The believers, they will have all they desire, meaning in paradise, and we have more. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَ مَزِيدٌ. The believers will have all they desire, meaning in paradise, and even more. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the saying of Allah the Most High, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا, they will have all they desire, meaning, أي للمؤمنين في الجنة ما تشتهي أنفسهم. The believers in paradise will have everything that their souls desire and everything that will bring them delight. من فنون النعيم وأنواع الخير. From the various types of bliss and all sorts of good. Now look at that, brothers and sisters. That is why, alhamdulillah, the believer is not depressed by what they miss out on in this world. Because alhamdulillah, in paradise, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَ مَزِيدٌ. The believers will have all that they desire in paradise, and we have even more. وَلَدَيْنَ مَزِيدٌ, and we have even more, أي زِيَادَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Meaning there is something additional to this reward, which is what? وَهُوَ النَّظْرُ إِلَى وَجْهِ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ. And this is that the believers will look at the noble face of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in paradise, fil jannah. And Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentions, Ikhwan, ma yustafad min al-ayat al-kareema. But before that, remember, alhamdulillah, ahyana, sometimes we read from Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, ma nastafidu min al-nahiyat al-maslakiyya min hadhi al-ayat. How do we benefit as it relates to our behavior and it relates to our actions from these verses? How does this aqeedah influence the Muslim in their daily life? Believing that the believers will see Allah Azza wa Jal in the akhirah, in the hereafter. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, أَمَّا فِي مَسْأَلَةِ الرُّؤْيَا, as it relates to the issue of the believers seeing Allah in the hereafter, فَمَا أَعْظَمَ أَثَرَهَا عَلَى الْإِتِّجَاهَ الْمَسْلَكِينَ, then it has a great effect on a person's behavior and conduct, meaning in this world. This aqeedah, this belief, has a great effect and influence on a person's conduct and behavior in this world. As we said, aqeedah, no doubt, influences the behavior and the conduct of the mu'min. لأن الإنسان إذا وجد أن غاية ما يصل إليه من الثواب هو النظر إلى وجه الله كانت الدنيا كلها رخيصة عنده. This is because if a person knows that the final reward that he will attain is looking at the face of Allah, if the believer knows and is certain that their final reward that they will receive in the akhirah, the hereafter, is that they will look at the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, then in reality this whole world will be insignificant to him and worthless. The dunya will be rakhisa. And therefore what? وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ, if everything is cheap and worthless from the affairs of the dunya to this individual, فِي جَانِبِ الْوَصُولِ إِلَى رُؤْيَةِ اللَّهِ لِأَنَّهَا غَايَةٌ كُلُّ طَالِبٍ وَمُنْتَهَى الْمَطَالِبِ. So now, everything of this world will be worthless. And a person will work for what? To achieve this reward and attain what Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised the believers. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, everything will be cheap compared to successfully reaching the goal of seeing Allah, because this is the aim of every seeker and the utmost objective. فَإِذَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ سَوْفَ تَرَى رَبَّكَ عِيَانًا بِالْبَصَرِ, if you know that you will see your Lord with your eyes, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ, then by Allah, لَا تُسَاوِي الدُّنْيَا عِنْدَكَ شَيْئًا, this world will be worthless to you. This world, it will be worthless to you. فَكُلُّ الدُّنْيَا لَيْسَتْ بِشَيْءٍ, all of this world will be worthless. لِأَنَّ النَّظْرَ إِلَى وَجْهِ اللَّهِ هُوَ الثَّمَرَةُ الَّتِي يَتَسَابَقْ فِيهَا الْمُتَسَابِقُونَ, all of this world will be worthless because seeking the face of Allah, seeing the face of Allah, is the reward about which people compete and the dedicated strive for. نعم. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen continued. He said, فَكُلُّ الدُّنْيَا لَيْسَتْ بِشَيْءٍ لَأَنَّ النَّظْرَ إِلَى وَجْهِ اللَّهِ هُوَ الثَّمْرَةُ الَّتِي يَتَسَابَقُوا فِيهَا الْمُتَسَابِقُونَ. ويسعى إليها الساعون وهي غاية المرام من كل شيء. This is the ultimate goal, seeing Allah عز وجل in the Akhirah. He said, فإذا علمت هذا, if you know this, فهل تسعى إلى الوصول إلى ذلك أم لا؟ Will you strive to attain it or not? The Sheikh said, الجواب نعم. The answer will be yes, أسعى إلى الوصول إلى ذلك بدون تردد. He said, yes. The answer will be yes, I will strive to attain this without any hesitation. Showing again the benefit of aqeedah, the correct belief. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he goes on, he said, مَنْ يُسْتَفَادْ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ الْكَرِيمَةِ. What do we benefit from these verses that Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam, mentioned in the chapter pertaining to affirmation that the believers will see their Lord on the day of resurrection? He said, يُسْتَفَادُ مِنْهَا. That which is benefited from these verses, إِثْبَاتُ رُؤْيَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, is that the believers will see their Lord on the day of resurrection. وَأَنَّهَا أَعْظَمَ النَّعِيمِ, and that this is the greatest blessing, الَّذِي يَنَالُونَهُ, that they will receive. This is the greatest blessing that the believers will receive. وَهَذَا وَقَوْلَ الصَّحَابَ وَالتَّابِعِينَ وَأَئِمَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and this is the position of the companions. This is the position of their students and all of the Imams of Islam. خِلَافٍ لِلْرَافِضَةِ, in opposition to the Rafidah, in opposition to the Jahmiyyah, in opposition to the Mu'tazila, الَّذِينَ يَنْفُونَ الرُّؤْيَا وَيُخَالِفُونَ بِذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَإِجْمَعَ السَّلَفِ الْأُمَّةِ وَإِمَّتِهَا وَيَعْتَمِدُونَ عَلَى الشُّبَهِ وَاهِيَ وَتَعْلِيلَاتْ بَاطِلَ مِنْهَا. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is the belief of the companions, this is the belief of the students, this is the belief of the Imams of Islam, in opposition to the Rafidah, the Jahmiyyah, the Mu'tazila, who deny that the believers will see their Lord in the Akhirah, the hereafter. And in this they oppose the Qur'an, the Sunnah, and the consensus of the Salaf and the Imams. And the Jahmiyyah and the Rafidah and the Mu'tazila and other than them who deny that the believers will see their Lord in the Akhirah, they rely upon weak doubts and false reasoning and logic. And there's no doubt about that. And the Shaykh will mention some of their shubahat, some of their doubts. But look, Ikhwan, in our time you have some students, they say, yes, you can study with the Rafidah Shia. Naam, sami'tum dhalik? You have some people, they say, you can study with the Shia. You can study with the Rafidah, wal'iyadu billah. Because ahadith were narrated from some of the Shia. Firstly and foremost, ya miskin. Ahadith were narrated from certain individuals who had certain innovations that did not take them outside the fold of Islam. And there were conditions and guidelines, and it was not for everyone. And after that, it was because of durura, a necessity. Bain al-masalih wal-mafasid. If those ahadith were ignored and left, in light of the conditions that the scholars of Islam stipulated, much of the sunnah would have been lost. So the ulama of Islam, they accepted the narration of the innovator with conditions in order to preserve the sunnah. Do we need it today? The sunnah is already preserved. فَمَا حَاجَتُكَ أَنْتَ يَا مِسْكِينَ. What is the need in our time to sit with the Rafidah the Shia? هَلْ يَقُولْ هَذَا السُنِّي. Would a Sunni say that a person can yadrus in the Rafidah the Shia? So you advise your students, the one who's promoting this, you advise your students to go sit with the Rafidah and take from them hadith? قَاتَلَ اللَّهَ الْهَوَى. هَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْجَهْلِ وَعَدَمُ الْفِقْ فِي الدِّينِ. Look at that shubha. Al-Dahabi said, now we take their sidq, if they are truthful, and they will carry the weight of their innovations. And the salaf, بَلْ السَّلَفْ دَوَّلُ بِدْعَتُهُمْ وَحَذَّرُ مِنْهُمْ. All they accepted from them was riwayah, their narration, again with conditions and guidelines. مَا هُوَ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ. But at the same time, they would rebuke them and criticize them and warn against their innovations. They won't say, yes, sit with them and learn from them. Shaykh ibn al-Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, even in our time, he said, even nahu, even Arabic grammar, you should not take it from an innovator. And we'll give examples why. That if you take Arabic grammar, even if you study nahu with an innovator, look at some of the errors that you could fall into. Maybe he may twist the language. If you're jadeed, you may leave that sitting with him and say, yes, you know what? The believers won't see Allah in the Akhirah. Why? Because darasta nahu ala mubtadi'in dhal. Because you study Arabic grammar with a misguided innovator. We'll give examples. So نذكر إن شاء الله بعد الأمثلة. So Shaykh al-Fawzani said, from the doubts of the people of Bid'ah, that they use to deny that the believers will see Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Akhirah. And look how weak these are. The first, قولهم, their statement. أَنَّ إِثْبَاتُ الرُّؤْيَا يَلْزَمْ مِنْهُ إِثْبَاتُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ فِي جِهَةٍ. They say, meaning the people of innovation, if you affirm that the believers will see their Lord in the hereafter, then this necessitates that Allah is in a specific direction. If you say, meaning, O Sunni, that the believers will see Allah in the Akhirah, the hereafter, then you are affirming for Allah a jihad, a specific direction. وَلَوْ كَانَ فِي جَهَةٍ لَكَانَ جِسْمًا. And if you affirm for Allah a specific direction, you are saying Allah is a body. وَالْعِيَابُ بِاللَّهِ. Look at that false reasoning. وَاللَّهُ مَنَزَّ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. And they say Allah is far removed from this. وَالْجَوَابُ. How do we respond to this doubt? It's easy. سَهْلٌ جِدًّا. أَنْ نَقُولُ. We say to them, لفظ الجهة فيه إجمال. When you say this word direction, it's a vague, ambiguous term. What do you mean by it? What do you mean? See, look, and this is, Ikhwan, take a lesson from this. Vague and ambiguous terms, we ask the person, what do you mean? إذا كان اللفظ مجملا. If a term is vague, meaning we don't know what the meaning is, we say to them, ماذا تعني به؟ ماذا تريد من هذه الكلمة؟ What do you intend by this word? فَإِنْ أُرِيدَ بِالْجَهَ أَنَّهُ حَالٍ فِي شَيْءٍ مَخْلُوقَاتِ فَهَذَا بَاطِلٍ. If they intend that Allah Azza wa Jalla is inside any of His creation by using this the word that Allah Azza wa Jalla is in a specific direction, then this is false and rejected. The evidence is refute this because Allah is above the creation. بَعْلِمَ مِنْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation, He's separate from the creation, تبارك وتعالى. So we know that that meaning, if they intend by a specific direction that Allah is inside any of His creation, then this is false and rejected because the evidences refute this. However, look what the Shaykh said next. وَهَذَا لَا يَلْزَمْ مِنْ إِثْبَاتِ الرُّؤْيَا. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, an affirmation of the believers seeing Allah in the hereafter does not necessitate this false understanding. If you say the believers will see Allah Azza wa Jalla in the hereafter, how does that necessitate that you are saying Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is inside of the creation? It doesn't necessitate that. Why? Because what do we say? Laysa kamithli shay. There's nothing like Allah Azza wa Jalla. Again, look, in their minds, because of their corrupt intellects, they resemble and compare Allah Azza wa Jalla to the creation. تَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ عُلُونَ كَبِيرًا. We say Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. At the same time, like Allah said in the Qur'an, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَ إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَاظِرًا. On that day, some faces will be radiant, meaning the believers, they will be looking at their Lord. We affirm what Allah said. Affirming that Allah Azza wa Jalla, the believers will see Allah in the Akhirah, does not necessitate that Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala is inside any of the creation. That's according to their corrupt reasoning and understanding. However, وَإِنْ أُرِيدَ بِالْجِهَةِ أَنْهُ سُبْحَانَ فَوْقَ مَخْلُقَاتِهِ. If what they intend by the word jihah, direction, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation, then this is affirmed for Allah in the Quran and the Sunnah. Yes, Allah is above the creation. الرحمن على الأرش استوى. The most merciful, He rose above the throne. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Do you feel safe from the one who is above the heavens? Now, look how you ask, what's the meaning? What do you mean by this? It's an ambiguous term, it's vague. We don't find this word in the Quran or the Sunnah. So you ask them, what do you mean by that? If they say jaha means that Allah is inside the creation, we say this is false and rejected. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation, separate from it. تبارك وتعالى بعيد من خلقه. So that's the first thing. And we say, secondly, affirmation of the believers seeing Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Akhirah doesn't necessitate what you have come with from your false understanding, because there's nothing like Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, if you mean by a direction that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation, then this is established for Allah. And to negate that Allah is above the creation is false and rejected. وَهُوَ لَا يَتَنَافَ مَعَ رُؤْيَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. There's no contradiction between Allah Azza wa Jalla being above the creation and the believer seeing Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Akhirah, the hereafter. So that's a response to their first doubt. The second doubt they bring, and this again, this highlights the danger of studying a Nahu Arabic grammar, really an innovator. The saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla, استدلوا بقوله تعالى لموسى. They use the people of innovation as a proof that the believers will not see Allah in the Akhirah. Allah is saying to Musa, لن تراني, you cannot see me. So they say, Ahl al-Bid'ah, they say, لن, the word لن here, لن تراني, you will never see me. أي التأبيد, eternally, forever, you can never see me. How do you respond to that? كيف ترد عليهم? Look, and Zamakhshari ينصر هذا القول. Zamakhshari al-Mu'tazili, he supports this, and he tries to defend it. Showing again, if you studied with a person of bid'ah and nahu, you may leave that city saying that the believers will not see Allah in the Akhirah. He may bring you this ayah, لَن تَرَانِي. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Musa, you cannot see me. The Mu'tazili, the Jahmi, the Rafidi, they argue that لَن means never, you will never see me. How do we respond to that? How do we respond to that shubha? We say, that is not correct in the Arabic language. That is not correct in the Arabic language. And the proof of that is in Surah Al-Baqarah. The proof of that is in Surah Al-Baqarah. When Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us about the disbelievers concerning death, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَيَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا. They will never hope for death. Allah used the word lan here. Everyone with me so far? Allah said, وَلَيَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا. He used the word lan. They will not hope for death. But Allah Azza wa Jalla says in another ayah, وَنَادَوْا. The people in the hellfire, they will call out crying, Ya Malik, O gatekeeper of hell, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. Let your Lord bring death to us. You see, lan? In the dunya, yes, the kuffar, they won't hope for death. But in the akhirah, in the hellfire, they hope for death. So lan doesn't mean that it will be forever. Rather, so the ayah, لَن تَرَانِي, you cannot see me, meaning in the dunya, in this world. And the proof, as Muhammad said, was the mountain. Meaning it's not possible to see Allah Azza wa Jalla in this dunya while awake. The mountain crumbled. However, in the akhirah, the hereafter, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give the believers the ability to see Him tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this word, lan, it doesn't mean that it will be forever. Ala ta'bid, eternally. Rather, it means here, lan, meaning in the dunya, lan tarani, you will not see me, you cannot see me, meaning in this world. As for the akhirah, then we have verses of the Quran, a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirming that. There's also another proof. Who can give me another proof from the Quran? That lan, this word lan, doesn't mean that it's going to happen forever, meaning eternally. Surah Maryam, فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمِ إِنْسِيَّةِ. I will not speak today, لَغْلَنْ, I will not speak today to any human being. It said الْيَوْمِ, today. Doesn't mean eternally, forever, I'm never going to speak again. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّةِ. Meaning today, I'm not going to speak to any human being. So لَنْ doesn't mean eternally, forever. Depends upon the context. Even one of the famous scholars of Nahu, Na'am Ibn Malik, he mentioned in a line of poetry, وَمَنْ رَأَى النَّفْيَ بِلَنْ مُؤَبَّدَ فَقَوْلُهُ رُدُدْ وَخِلَافَهُ أُعْضَى. He said, whoever holds that the word لَنْ means forever, eternally, then his statement, you must reject it and support and advocate the opposite stance. وَمَنْ رَأَى النَّفْيَ بِلَنْ مُؤَبَّدَ فَقَوْلُهُ رُدُدْ وَخِلَافَهُ أُعْضَى. That whoever says the word lan is forever, means eternally, reject his statement and support the opposite to it. He's refuting Zamakhshari. He's refuting Az-Zamakhshari. Na'am. As we said, and that's the danger. If you study Nahu with the innovator, you may come out and say, look, yes, believers won't see Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Akhirah. Why? Because Allah said to Musa, لَن تَرَانِي. So we dealt with that. Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, summarizing it in a few words, the answer is that هذا الاستدلال أن الآية الكريمة واردة في النفي رؤية في الدنيا. This verse negates seeing Allah in this world. Not like the claim of the Sufis. The Sufis, they claim that you can see Allah, some of them, in this dunya. وهذا كذب محض. That is a lie. وهذا ضلالة. That's misguidance. This verse negates seeing Allah Azza wa Jal in this world, but it does not negate seeing Allah in that hereafter. وَلَا تَنْفِي ثُبُوتَهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ كَمَا ثَبَتْ بِالْأَدِلَّةِ الْأُخْرَى, as established in other texts. وَحَالَةَ النَّاسِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ تَخْتَلِفْ عَنْ حَالَةٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا, the state of the people will vary and differ from their state in this world. Meaning the body, your body will be different in the Akhirah compared to your state in this dunya. In the Akhirah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give the believers the ability to see Him. In this world, no. Look what happened to the mountain. Now, the third doubt that they come with, the people of Bid'ah, to deny that the believers will see Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Akhirah, in the hereafter, استدلوا بقوله تعالى. They use as a proof the saying of Allah, لا تدركه الأبصار. No vision can fully grasp Him. No vision can fully grasp Him. How do we respond to that? How do we respond to that? Fadl. Naam. ما معنى الإدراك؟ Naam. The answer here, Ikhwan, there's a difference between the word al-idraq and al-ru'yah. Here in the ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, لا تدركه الأبصار. No vision can fully grasp Him. لا تدركه الأبصار. No vision can truly grasp Him. The response to this, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and هذا الاستدلال أن الآية إنما فيها نفي الإدراك. The response to this is that this verse only negates what? Fully grasping Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and encompassing Allah with one sight. And there is a difference between this and seeing Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Shaykh Fawzan, he said the response to this is that the verse only negates fully grasping and encompassing Allah Azza wa Jalla with one sight. And it does not negate seeing Him in the hereafter. As the meaning of the word idraq is to totally encompass with one sight. And the believer will see Allah, but they do not fully encompass Allah Azza wa Jal with their sight. And actually, negation of them fully encompassing Allah with their sight means that they will actually see Allah Azza wa Jal in the Akhirah. Shaykh ibn al-Thaymini gives an example, Ikhwan. He said, الرؤية لا تستلزم الإدراك. Seeing something does not necessitate that you will fully grasp and encompass everything with your sight. It's reality and the like. And he gives the example, the sun. Do you see the sun? Do you see everything about the sun? So خلاص, فرق بين الرؤية والإدراك. You look, you see the sun. You don't grasp everything about the sun. You don't fully encompass the sun with your vision. You don't know the reality of the sun. But you see it. So there's a difference between the word رؤية, to see, and الإدراك. نعم. And actually in that, لا تدركه الأبصار, no vision can fully grasp Him, is actually a proof that the believers will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Naam. قول المؤلف رحمه الله. Then Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, he said, وَهَذَا الْبَابِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى كَثِيرٌ. There are many verses in the book of Allah affirming the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. مَنْ تَدَبَّرَ الْقُرْآنَ طَالِبًا لِلْهُدَى تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ طَرِيقَ الْحَقِّ. And whoever ponders and reflects over the Qur'an, seeking guidance, will have the path of truth made clear to him. So look, there are many verses in the book of Allah in affirming the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. مَنْ تَدَبَّرُ الْقُرْآنِ, whoever contemplates over the Qur'an, طَالِبًا لِلْهُدَى, seeking the guidance that is in the Qur'an, تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ طَرِيقَ الْحَقِّ, then the path, the true path, will become clear to him. Look, brothers and sisters, here that how Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned what? He said, whoever reflects over the Qur'an, contemplates it, seeking the guidance that is in the Qur'an. Shaykh ibn al-Taymiyyah said, so therefore, two things have to be present. The first, reflection over the Qur'an, contemplation upon it. The second, to have a pure intention. بِأَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِنسَانَ طَالِبًا لِلْهُدَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. A person has to seek guidance from the Qur'an. فَحِينَ إِذٍ يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُ طَرِيقَ الْحَقِّ. And at that point, the truth will be clear to them. Why? Because it is possible. It is possible that a person, أَمَّا مَنْ تَدَبَّرَ الْقُرْآنِ, as for the one who reflects over the Quran. They read the Quran. They contemplate upon it. لِيَضْرِبَ بَعْضُهُ بِبَعْضُ لِيَضْرِبَ بَعْضُهُ بِبَعْضُ. But they reflect over the Quran in order to contradict parts of the Quran with other parts. Now, or they use the Quran لِيُجَادِلَ بِالْبَاطِلِ, to argue in falsehood. وَلِيَنْصُرْ قَوْلَهُ, or they only reflect over the Quran to support their opinion. كَمَا يُوجَدْ إِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ, as is found with the people of innovation and misguidance. فَإِنَّهُ يُعَمَّ عَنِ الْحَقُّ لِحِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. This type of person, he will be blinded to the truth. May Allah protect us from that. And sometimes, ikhwan, you see individuals that deal with the Quran. He uses a verse from the Quran, but you're amazed at his behavior. And then you say, how can tastadil bil ayah? And you're falling into exactly what you're trying to prohibit. That's a proof. Not everyone who quotes the Quran is going to understand it correctly. That's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, the one who mother reflects upon the Quran, and likewise, talib bil huda, seeking the guidance in the Quran. Meaning you have to be sincere. Meaning your belief is in accordance to what you find in the Quran. Your position is in accordance to what you find in the Quran. You don't take a position or take a belief, then you look for proofs to support it. بَعْضُ النَّاسِ نَمْ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ, the people of innovation, يَعْتَقِدُونَ ثُمَّ يَشْتَدِلُونَ. They have a belief, then they look for proofs. And they may bring you an ayah from the Quran. But they go astray and they're misguided. Why? Because there was no husn al-niyyah. They weren't sincere. They weren't looking for the truth. They were just looking for something to support their bid'ah. So a person has to reflect over the Qur'an and they have to be seeking the guidance in the Qur'an. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, because Allah Azza wa Jalla said it, Tabarak wa ta'ala, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ, Allah revealed to you the book. مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ, from the book there are verses that are clear. هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ, they are the mother of the book. وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ, and there are other verses of the Qur'an, they're not as clear. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ. As for those who have a disease in their heart, then they follow that which is unclear, desiring fitna. Look, they want fitna. ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ. So somebody may use an ayah from the Quran and their intention is fitna. Allah said it, ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ. يَسْتَدِلْ بِآيَةٍ, he comes with an unclear verse, but his desire is fitna. He wasn't looking for huda. He wasn't looking for guidance. Now, may Allah protect us all from that. That's khatir jiddan. No doubt. That is dangerous. How the khatir jiddan. That's why now, as Ibn Taymiyyah highlighted, a person should reflect over the Quran and they should be sincere. Whatever they find in the Quran, if it goes against them, khalas, they submit to it. And the example of that is the example, alhamdulillah, that we find in Bukhari. And other than Bukhari, of Umar radiallahu anhu. When the individual said to Umar, he said, Ibn al-Khattab, O son of Khattab, he said, you don't give us sufficient provisions. وَلَا تَحْكُمْ, and you do not establish justice. You don't rule and judge us with al-adl, with justice. He was the leader of the believers. So this individual said to him, O son of Khattab, you don't give us enough provisions, nor do you judge us with fairness. Nor do you rule us with justice. Umar, he became upset by what the person said to him and he intended to beat him. But one of the companions of Umar radiallahu an, who was a person known for his knowledge of the Quran, that's why Umar, he kept him close, he recited the ayah to Umar radiallahu an. And in the end of the ayah there comes, and turn away from the ignorant. Turn away from the ignorant. وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And he said, this one, he is from the ignorant. So when Umar radiallahu anhu heard the ayah recited, he stopped, meaning that his anger departed, and alhamdulillah, he refrained from hitting the individual. And Ibn Abbas said about Umar radiallahu anhu, كَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Umar, he stopped with the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And as I mentioned, ذَكَرْتُ قَبْلَ أَسَابِيعٍ, that, look, he never used the word waqif. Use waqaf, meaning Umar will always stop. Give him an ayah, he's going to stop with the ayah. Some people, you give them, you can recite ayah, tens of verses of the Quran. You can give them surah, ma yaqif, they'll continue. Continue, wal'iyadu billah. Umar, one verse. خلاص الحمد لله رضي الله عنه. So that is the example of the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم. Why? Because they were individuals. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. Yes, they studied the Quran, and they studied the Quran seeking the guidance of it. And with that, alhamdulillah, we finish that chapter. And the next chapter is what? الاستدلال على إثبات أسماء الله وصفات من السنة. Citing the proofs from the Sunnah which affirm the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll stop there and we'll start with that next lesson. So alhamdulillah, the ayat that Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam, he quoted affirming some of the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, tabaraka wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, as a Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, بَابُ إِثْبَاتِ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَالصِّفَاتِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ كَثِيرٌ. The matter of affirmation of the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Qur'an, there are many verses affirming the names and attributes of Allah. وَإِنَّمَا ذَكَرَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ بَعْضَهُ. Shaykh al-Islam only mentioned some of these verses. فَقَدْ وَرَدَ فِي آيَاتٍ كَثِيرًا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِثْبَاتُ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِ عَلَى مَا يَلِيقُ بِهِ. However, there are many other verses in the Qur'an that affirm the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal as befitting His Majesty. Now, these are some of the ayat, not all of them. These are some of the verses, not all of them. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all firmness. وَسُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ